All right, top 10 cereals on the board.
I've been making notes.
Anything not in the top 10 is a wrong answer.
Okay.
Kelly.
Oh, boy.
Let me tell you this. This is a list from Complex.com. It's a list of the 50 best breakfast cereals of all time.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Got it. Got it.
I believe, just in case someone's thinking it, I believe they are all currently on the market.
Okay, so all pretty regular stuff.
Yes. Okay. All right. On your mark, get set, begin Kelly. The guessing game. Steve. Kelly.
Maitland. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
The number one answer, Kelly.
Yeah! Of course. Of course it is.
Tommy just lost his S in there.
Tommy, you okay?
His beard almost turned red.
Were you cheering?
I actually have my own little sprinkles of cinnamon in my beard right now.
Yeah. No. did you buzz in and didn't have your microphone on? Or
no, I just was excited.
You were just excited that someone said a cereal, you know?
And it's number
not
one.
Just that I know, but that it's number one.
By the way, yesterday I didn't get to it, but I read that there's going to be Cinnamon Toast Crunch flavored bacon going on the market soon.
Bacon?
Mm. Oh, why?
Doesn't that sound... Doesn't, no, they're going to put the
put
dust...
Cinnamon, couldn't you just put cinnamon on bacon?
Well, they're going to put the Cinnamon
the
Toast
Cinna
Crunch
dust. Yeah.
Dust. Yeah, the Cinna dust.
Man.
On top of it.
They just
bacon's
run...
not processed enough. Mm. All right, Kelly, make a rule for the group.
You can't pronounce your R's. Like,
okay.
Nobody is allowed
no
to
R's.
Pronounce R's.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Hot wings.
Steve.
Maitland.
You did it again.
You did the same thing last.
What did you do?
I didn't say the L in my name.
The Maitland.
Mm-hmm. Weird. Yeah.
Like that guy called
all right. Hot wings was first. Hot wings.
Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes is number 7. By the way,
nice
Cinnamon
job.
Toast Crunch introduced in 1984. Frosted Flakes, 1952, when Hot Wings was in third grade. Hot Wings, make a rule.
You mean Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Ooh, careful.
Ooh. I'm not doing that game. I can't do it. Hot Wings. Boy, a big bowl of crunch for breakfast. Do you need milk on it? No, just eat it dry.
Yeah. Man, I was driving next to a cunch the other day.
A crunch?
Yeah.
Okay, so who's guessing? who said Frosted Flakes?
I did. Hot Wings did.
Frosted Flakes. Hot Wings make a rule.
Frosted Flakes.
So far the rule is no one can say an R except me.
Does the R become a W, or is it just removed?
However
removed.
You want to do it.
You just say it's yes. The R.
Yeah. I'm good with either one.
I was thinking it became a W, like a speech
me too.
Impediment.
Yeah, I mean, I just took it out.
Yeah.
Okay. Both works for me.
I just took it
okay.
out.
Okay.
Guess with a... Yeah, we all have to have an index finger in our nose.
Okay.
Oh, just when we guess, or...
No, the whole time.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah,
and Hot Wings didn't even exclude himself. He immediately,
no,
Steve, you just wanted to pick
Tommy.
Your nose.
It itches a little.
All right, Steve.
Cocoa Puffs.
Number 10, 1958 yes! It began. Make a rule, Steve.
Everyone has to leave their finger in their nose except for me.
Boink. Oh, nice move. Wow. Tommy, you were next.
Oh, what was I going to say? Oh, Pops.
Not on the list.
Aww. Kelly.
Caitlin.
Kelly.
Steve.
Captain Crunch.
Captain what?
Captain. Oh, Captain Crunch.
Not on there.
Steve.
Oh,
but it is at this point that I will tell you, if there is a specific sub-brand, you have to be specific.
Mm. Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Kelly.
Maitland was next.
Peanut Butter Crunch.
That's not on there.
Steve.
Hot Wings.
Kelly.
Lucky Charms.
Oh. Lucky Charms is on there. 1964. That's number 8. 8th best
yes!
cereal of all
Steve.
Time. Kelly, give us another one.
You also have to pronounce your S's like a lisp.
So no R's and S's are a lisp.
Yes.
Maybe. Can you say Lucky Charms in the way that you're to give us an example?
Yes, I can. Lucky Charms.
Steve.
Okay.
Maitland.
Okay, Steve.
Hot Wings.
Fruit Loop.
Sounded like you said Fruit Loops. Could you say it again?
Fruit Loops.
That is correct. Number 5, created and introduced in 1963. Number 2 remains. Number 3 remains. Number 4 remains.
Maitland.
Hot Wings.
Number 9. And number six, Maitland.
Wait, Steve gets to make a
Steve,
wool.
Make a wool. Steve, make a wool.
Tommy.
All right, this is one of my favorite ones.
You mean I?
Yeah, you still can't pronounce your S's or your O's.
Thawy. If we won, has to give an answer in pig Latin.
Oh, no. We did it again. Oh.
That's so hard.
Comes natural to you.
I know.
All right, I don't know who was next. Maitland, okay.
Woody Fay Ebblespay.
Sounds like you said Fruity Pebbles.
That's good.
That is not in the top 10.
Oh, Tommy. Aww.
Tommy.
Oh, no, I said me.
Oh,
I know. I remember. Tommy.
Chili Goth.
Was that the whole answer? Because I don't know what that was.
Cheerios.
Cheerios. Che.
Not on there. But
oh.
Mind you.
Steve.
Steve.
Hot wings.
Recency bias.
Ani hey at me Cheerios day.
How did I Cheerios? Yes.
Oh.
That is number two. All right. There's several more. Plus, we're going to expand to the top 15, so we could do it for another segment. You may remove all rules from your body at this point.
All right.
Are you okay?
It hurt.
How high did you have it?
Just three knuckles in.
I barely had it in there.
Oh, man, of course, you do have fingernails that are like 9 inches long.
Giving herself the nose shocker.
It's the lobotomy I always wanted.
Right. See you later, depression. Ka-gang.